Hello, good evening. Hello?
Yeah, good evening. Hello.
Yes, sir, good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. We're focusing mostly on a survey, sir, about issues facing the community. It'll be brief. For example, the first question does say, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Oh, great, sir. Moving on, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested.
Did you say very or somewhat? Or a little?
Very interested.
Oh, okay. Moving on, sir. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, Asian?
African-American.
Right, sir. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
A little satisfied.
Okay, sir. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, sir, when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
A little confidence.
Okay. And if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for it? Probably vote for it? Probably vote
definitely.
Against it.
Definitely
vote for it.
Vote.
Okay, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. I'm going to read to you two statements. I just want you to tell me which one best reflects your views. For example, the first one does say, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one do you agree with more, the first one or the second?
Second one.
The second. Moving on quickly, sir. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. I just want you to tell me if you would be influenced, all right, by the following, to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. For example, the first statement does say, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Do you feel strongly influenced by that? Somewhat influenced? Influenced a little or not at all influenced?
Somewhat influenced.
What about this one, sir? Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent, do you feel that strongly influences you, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat influenced. Moving on, sir. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, do you feel that strongly influences you, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Not at all.
Okay. And learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for the existing millage, does that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you, influence a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly influence.
This one says learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city, does that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you a little, or not at all influence you?
Somewhat influence.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, sir, would you say that strongly influenced you, somewhat influenced you a little, or not at all influenced?
Not at all.
Okay. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Does that strongly influence you, somewhat influenced you, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
Okay, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Moving along quickly. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote, probably vote for, or probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
probably vote for it.
Probably vote for it. All right, and thank you for your responses. As we conclude the survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anybody in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School or a teacher of a New Orleans Public School, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans Public School, or you're not affiliated with New Orleans Public Schools?
Not affiliated.
Okay, sir. Moving on. Well, tell me which group contains your age. Would you say 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or above 61?
Above 61.
Okay. And tell me when you hear the last grade you completed, high school grad, some college graduate, or graduate or professional school?
College graduate.
Okay, sir. And do you own or rent your home?
Home.
Okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You as well. Thanks. Bye.